So let's dive deep. Let's do it. What if what you are about to hear could change your life forever? Inhale. Exhale. Set an intention. You are seen. You are heard. You are loved. This is The Deep Dive with Adam Roa. Hello there, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings, where we're going to jump into my head. Let's dive in, see what's going on in there. Before I get started here, I'd love to let you know that I'm going back on tour in 2020, and I'm doing this new idea where I just let all of you decide where I should go. And so there's a link in the show notes to the page that has a bit more information where you can help me pick which cities to go to. So if you want to be involved in the planning of the tour, this is your opportunity. If you want to make sure that your city or country is represented so that there's a chance, I know that London and India and Australia have been coming in pretty strongly on these questions being answered. So if you would like me to attend your city, your country, please take the time to check out the link in the show notes. That would be really helpful to me. Thank you so much. And then as far as today's topic, we're going to be talking about patterns, pattern recognition. I have a friend of mine who said that his secret to success, because he's been very successful in what he's done, his secret to success is his pattern recognition. And when we were having a conversation about that, he simply informed me that all it meant was that he noticed the things that would repeat themselves or would correlate to other things in his life. And when they would show up with regularity, he would take notice. It's really that simple. What is showing up with regularity in your life? And the thing about pattern recognition is that there are the obvious patterns, right? Like, wow, I'm in a verbally abusive relationship. Then you get into another relationship. Wow, I'm in another verbally abusive relationship. Wow, I get into another. Okay, obvious patterns of the exact same thing happening over and over and over again. On the simplest level, that means that you get to look at, why do I always find myself in verbally abusive relationships? And you can start to uncover that. Because remember that the actions that we take, right, are symptomatic of the beliefs that we hold. I'm going to repeat that. The actions that we take are symptomatic of the beliefs that we hold. So you may be doing something like getting yourself into verbally abusive relationships, but winding up in that relationship is a symptom of a belief. And that could be as simple as, I believe that I deserve to be punished because I'm a bad person. Or I believe that verbal abuse is how you show love, because my parents raised me that way, or whatever it might be. And so your unconscious may be playing out that pattern of belief so that you wind up taking the action of dating verbally abusive men or women. And reminder that that is symptomatic of those beliefs. And once you become aware of the beliefs, once they move from your unconscious to your conscious mind, you now have the ability to shift it and change it. You can start taking different action. You can start doing whatever the work is to reprogram those beliefs. There are things like NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, is a way of kind of biohacking, mentally hacking into your belief structures. You can do plant medicines. You can do somatic work, which just means in the body, right? It's to reprogram beliefs. And so there's a lot of different ways to approach it, but really the only way that you're going to be able to consciously approach the reprogramming of your beliefs is when you have the awareness of it. And that's what this podcast is about noticing those patterns. Notice the patterns when they show up, because that's the feedback loop. That's the thing that's saying, hey, look at me. There's something that's playing itself out over and over in your life. And so to go a layer more complex, because you can have the experience of, okay, it's pretty obvious, I wind up in verbally abusive relationships. Okay, now let's say that you wind up in a situation where you are in that verbally abusive relationship and you say, okay, I'm never going to be in that relationship ever again. Great. Then you get into another relationship, and in that relationship, you notice that there is no physical affection, right? There's actually no physical affection whatsoever. And you say, okay, I'm never going to be in that type of relationship again. I want that physical affection. And then you wind up in a relationship where there's a lot of physical affection, but there's actually very little sexual intimacy. You say, okay, well, I don't want that anymore. And you see moving forward, right? But you ask, where is the pattern? Where is the pattern between the verbally abusive relationship and the relationship where the public displays of affection, the physical intimacy in that way is not present, and then the sexual intimacy is not there? Where's the pattern between those things? Well, if I were to look at that and we were able to like lay that out, what we might see is a progression of beliefs, right? We might see the progression of, okay, you were developing something and you can use that as a feedback loop. And there might be a belief structure that's powering all three of those things. Right, there might be a belief structure that's powering all three of those things. For example, a belief structure underneath that, and by the way, I'm making this up on the spot. I didn't write this out or think this through. A belief pattern that might be possible in a situation like that is that there is a belief that love is translated and shown through verbal or mental stimulation. And I can actually relate to this because as someone who has had, issues, but as someone has been working through to deeper levels of intimacy and having had sexual trauma in my early developmental years, physical intimacy was scary. Physical intimacy was scary. And so as I began to work through it, physical intimacy being scary meant that I would lean into like the mental. My previous relationship, we were primarily mental and like mental, spiritual mirrors for each other. That was our primary dynamic. Some people's primary dynamic is physical. And in that mental, that was how I showed love because that was a safer way for me to lean into it. And so that's another belief, right? Like the mental, the verbal are the ways in which love is shown. That is could be even a layer deeper in my case where physical intimacy is not safe, right? Physical intimacy is not safe. So if you believe that verbal is the way that you show love, then you might wind up in a relationship where you have someone who's verbally abusive. That could happen as the like pendulum swings where you're in a relationship with someone who is passionate verbally. That is how they choose to express all the time. And that may be that early relationship. And then you say, okay, I'm not going to be in that anymore. But then you find out you're not in a physically intimate relationship, but you're in a relationship now where it's not verbally abusive. But if it's not physically intimate, then the intimacy is coming from somewhere else. And it might be in the stimulation verbally in those conversations that you're having. And then you say, okay, well, I want more. And so you get someone who, like me, you date someone like I was, which is being able to give a lot of physical displays of affection, lots of hugs and little pecks and kisses and stuff, but not giving you the sexual intimacy that you desire at the level you desire. And that can be because of, once again, a fear of that physical intimacy, a belief that sexual intimacy, sexual desire, sexual energy is unsafe. And so the combination of those beliefs creates this pattern that's showing up where you can, when you scope out, right, when you scale out, you notice the ways in which it's been showing up in your life. And this is where more information becomes very helpful. And I want to give a caveat to that, because in my life, I've noticed myself get stuck in the spiral of wanting more information. And so I sit there and go, okay, well, let me get more reflections. Let me get more feedback. Let me get more data points. And that can lead me in a spiral of doing that without actually breaking out and making a decision. And that can be tricky, because more data is useful, especially for someone like me who really uses those data points to find the patterns. More data is useful. And so knowing when that is useful and when that is just a spiral of, okay, I'm just going to stay in the data gathering phase without actually saying I have enough to make my decision and move forward. Right? That's the caveat I want to speak to, because only you know when that's true. You get to decide, you get to be aware of that, because that may be a pattern too. The pattern that you get to notice, right, is, wow, I spend so much time overthinking, overanalyzing. I spend months and months before I make a decision. And the pattern that I notice is that the decision that I make is generally the one that I wanted to make months earlier. This might be some of you listening right now. If you notice the pattern that you make decisions after months, and the decisions that you make are generally the decisions that you wanted to make months earlier, then you might be one of those people who spirals in the data gathering phase far longer than you need to. And if you notice that pattern, you can start to break it. And if you start to break that pattern, that means you're going to take action sooner. That means that as you continue to take action that's aligned and moving you towards the vision that you want to create in your life, you're going to find that you are achieving your goals faster. You're moving in the direction you want to move faster. There's less periods that feel like they're stagnant. There's less suffering and resistance because you're in flow. You're in that flow state. So pattern recognition, I see this showing up around me right now in a number of people that I care about deeply. Say, great, it can even just be a topic. If you're someone who notices, wow, I feel in so many different relationships, I feel like there's this theme of being seen, a need to be seen, feeling unseen by the people in the world, the people that care about me. If there's a theme, I'm like, wow, this person feels unseen. This person feels unseen. This person feels unseen. And it may not even all be in relation to me. In one of them, they may feel unseen by me. In another one, they may feel unseen in their career. In another one, they may feel unseen by their romantic partner. But for some people, they'll look at that and they'll say, those are three completely unrelated things. One person's having issues with their romantic partner, one person's having issues in their career, and one person's having issues with me. When you get really good at the pattern recognition, you can go that layer deeper and say, wow, notice that the same theme is showing up in these three experiences. Okay, and if I recognize that my outward reality is a reflection of something happening internally within me, I get to start with the question, what is my relationship to being seen right now? How do I feel about being seen? Do I feel unseen? Do I feel desperate to be seen? Do I feel like I'm making an effort to see the people around me? Do I actually feel like I see those people truly for who they are in the depth of their soul? And you can start asking those questions, because again, the pattern itself is just information. The pattern itself gives you the feedback that something is at play, because we are the creators of our reality. So if you can start to notice the patterns, you are going to start to cultivate the questions that you can begin to ask. And if you ask the right questions, if you ask the questions that are most effective for understanding what's going on in your reality, you gain the awareness that allows you to make the choices to change in the ways that you desire. And when you change into more desirable states of being, you are going to see more desirable outcomes in the reality around you. This is where you get to become a more conscious creator of your reality. And it can start by recognizing the patterns. Thank you so much for listening. I encourage you to get a journal or use the notes in your phone or whatever it might be to start actually writing down patterns that you notice in your life. Things that you might even think are unrelated, but they keep kind of showing up, and then start ruminating on it, meditating on it, philosophizing about it, and say, okay, what could be a pattern here? Because when you start to write it down and you start to be active in this, your brain is going to receive the signal from you that this is important, and it's going to support you in seeing the patterns. This is how you get into alignment. This is how you get into alignment, because you're getting all the different aspects of you moving in the same direction, pointing in the same direction. I hope this is helpful to you. I hope you actually go that step further and apply it to your life. And if it's been meaningful for you, I ask that you please share this out. Take the 1 or 2 minutes. This was a 16, 17 minute podcast. If you could take 1 minute to leave a review on iTunes, subscribe, that really helps the algorithm so more people find it. And if it feels really valuable, help spread the message. I haven't done any paid advertising or anything from this podcast. It's entirely word of mouth. So if you find value and you feel the world would be a better place from this message, please help me share it out. Instagram, Facebook, just share it with your friends, whatever that may be. Leave a review and subscribe. Thank you so much. I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.